This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Telangana has been declared Naxal-free following the surrender of 42 cadres. Telangana DGP B. Shivdhar Reddy announced that the state is now free of armed Maoist presence after 42 cadres of the Communist Party of India Maoist, including PLGA commander Sodi Mala, surrendered. The DGP said Telangana State Committee has been completely dismantled. The nation pays homage to the social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Born on this day in 1827, Mahatma Phule, along with his wife Savitri Phule, had championed the cause of women's education and empowerment, besides fighting for the removal of caste system and untouchability. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister and other dignitaries paid floral tributes to Jyotiba Phule at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex. A number of functions have been organized in different parts of the country to mark this occasion. The United States and Iran will hold direct talks in Islamabad today to end weeks of conflict in West Asia region. The U.S. delegation will be led by Vice President J.D. Vance alongside U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Iran will be represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz, where hundreds of oil tankers remain stranded or delayed. The four crew members of NASA's Artemis II moon mission returned to Earth early this morning with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. It was a triumphant homecoming for the crew of four whose record-breaking lunar flyby revealed not only swaths of the moon's far side that is never seen before by human eyes, but a total solar eclipse as well. Commander Reid Weissman, pilot Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Canada's Jeremy Hansen were part of the crew. During the 10-day Artemis II mission, the crew became the first humans to travel towards the moon in more than 50 years, and they set a new record for the farthest distance even travelled from Earth. Indian Space Research Organisation ISRO has successfully conducted the second Integrated Airdrop Test IADT-02 for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module, that is the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. Union Minister Jitendra Singh congratulated the ISRO for successfully conducting the test. India's first human space flight will be launched from Sriharikota in 2027. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised India's growth forecast for current financial year to 6.9% from 6.5%. According to ADB's Asian Development Outlook, growth in India is expected to remain robust in current fiscal, underpinned by strong domestic demand, easing financial conditions, and lower US tariffs on Indian goods. World Parkinson's Day is being observed today across the globe to raise awareness about Parkinson's disease, a kind of neurodegenerative disorder. The theme of this year is Bridge the Care Gap. The day aims to educate people about the condition, promote early diagnosis, and advocate for better care and research. India's Meenakshi Goyat settled for silver medal at the Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 after losing the women's 53-kilogram final in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan yesterday. Meanwhile, Monica in 65-kilogram and Harshita in 72-kilogram won their respective bronze medal bouts to finish on the podium. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals extended their winning streak, registering a fourth consecutive victory with a 6-wicket win over Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Guwahati last night. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was declared player of the match. Today, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.